Hello everybody, this is the second A&R cast.
Yep.
We have here me, Adam, and Randy.
Yeah, we're here.
We'll be talking about many things, you know.
Yeah,
if you ever...
Any stuff that is worth talking about, we'll say it.
Yep.
Now I'm on the phone again. Due to technical difficulties.
Again.
But, hey, whatever. As long as you can hear me all right. I know the last podcast, if you downloaded it.
If anyone.
And Bob, talking to you guys. I'm just kidding.
You so, three people out there that downloaded it.
Oh, I forgot John, too.
What?
I don't know. I'm just guessing common names that
names.
Might be out there. Unless you got someone from, like, Europe or Asia.
Yeah, I know. There's... Oh, wow. Okay, right. Well, we got things here.
I'm a Nazi, Mike. I should just be Ireland. No, that sounds like British.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some news to talk about. I mean, we're just loaded up with news this week. Actually, just today, man.
I know today had a lot of news.
It's crazy. It's hitting us left and right and low blow and behind and...
Well, like this blow when Apple has announced games
Apple,
for
man.
The iPod.
Dang, that Apple.
And movies. Full-length movies, I mean. From big companies like Walt Disney, Pixar, and Touchstone in Miramax. Those are big. I know. That's a weird name.
I haven't heard of them in a while.
Anyways. Yeah, well, these big companies will be... you'll be able to play them on your video iPod now. And the games, they have a list of games, you know. Do you know some of them?
See. Whatever I saw on the iTunes music store, which I use often. I mean, not to buy music. I mean...
No.
I just look at it once in a while.
Well, we got... Tetris, that one, you if you have an iPod and you buy
Wait,
music.
What are you talking about?
You
talking about games?
Oh, iPod, yeah. The game, Tetris.
Oh, wait, movies or games? Oh, wait.
This is together.
Movies. This is what I saw Johnny Depp on an iPod video, a black one.
Mm-hmm. The
like,
Office.
Wait, you got movies now? Is that that rental service you're talking about? I don't know. But I
no.
did see that the Disney... I guess made a deal with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess you can get Disney movies on your iPod now.
Well, it says right here, iTunes will stream movies to customers in near DVD quality as a resolution up to 604 by 480, depending on the video on your iPod media player. Streaming.
What? Streaming?
It says streaming.
Wow.
Yeah. The customers can order the iMove the same day as it comes out as a DVD. They can pre-order and have iTunes deliver automatically when the movie is released. iMove?
Well, that's like a fancy idea.
I think Apple's just gone a little too crazy on the i.
Yeah.
iMove, what's the next?
I mean, come on, there's no team in i. Wait. There's no I in team. I don't know, I had to put that out there. But speaking of movies
in media
on the iPod, that makes it good. But what else makes, you know, a little portable device good?
Games, yeah.
Yes, good old games like Bejeweled 2.
Bejeweled? How about Tetris?
Those kids out there, man, I just see them on the iPods playing Bejeweled 2. And I'm like, you want to go to that club tonight? Down on the street on 8th and Arrow? I'm playing Bejeweled 2 on my iPod. Shut up, go away. Gosh. Like, dang, can't get you off.
Wow.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
They got Bejeweled 2. Tetris, Texas Hold'em, which I'm a big fan of, and I got it for free on the Xbox Live Marketplace, that little deal.
Yes. Free stuff is good.
Pac-Man. Zuma. What else do they got?
Oh, you can't forget Cube. Cube is 2.
Yep.
It's a...
I'm saying they have that, like, if I know what it is.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, well, the main thing I'd get is Texas, Hold'em, Tetris, and maybe Pac-Man, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, and Vortex. Ooh, that Vortex is good, you know, man. Everyone got to play that thing.
If you want them to...
Vortex.
...hate you. Just, I don't know what...
I have no idea what that game's gonna be about.
Vortex?
So, what, underwater, you're gonna get sucked in something?
Vortex.
Sounds like some old Sega game.
Waters, right?
I think so.
Okay, but.
Which I live by.
This Tetris thing. It's pretty good. It's a good game. It keeps me entertained on my cell phone. And also on portable games, gaming systems. Like the DS.
Yeah, DS.
Which is, DS. Wait, what about the DS? So did they get a special deal, something like that? I remember getting an email from EB Games.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I think so. I put it in junk and deleted it and put it in my trash. Well, I can't tell you anymore. But I can tell you about the how much the iTunes games are gonna cost. Like $4-something, almost $5. So I don't know. Is it worth it to you? $5?
Actually, it's $4.99 each.
Oh. What do you do with that extra cent?
I hate when people do that.
What do you do with that extra cent on things?
Who knows?
Do they, like... If you drop it on the floor or walk you on the way out of the store, you're not gonna go bend down and pick it up unless...
I would. An awkward silence, everyone.
About that DS little deal, the DS Lite. They're having a special offer till September 24th, and well, if you give you trade in your Game Boy SP, a working one, not one that you lent to your little cousin and he like made it turn into an original Game Boy. I'm serious, because you go to the Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, you see those Game Boy SPs, or they even have DSs or the touchscreen. You like have to you have to get the pin in your hand, the stylus, grip it like a fist, and stab it.
That's what I was gonna say, like a stabbing motion. And you might get a little movement on it. You might not. Also with their controllers.
I've never seen one. Oh, the controllers. Yeah,
those are jacked up.
But PS2, didn't they, like... I've seen one thing done to a PS2, like in Walmart. PS2 controller. Or one of the little analog sticks. Well, not even there.
Yeah. The I saw a GameCube one. The little, the main stick. The little rubber part on top. It was gone. It was just the plastic holding one.
I'm afraid.
And shouldn't they replace them?
And the Wii, just imagine the Wii controller, man.
Oh my.
What are they gonna do there?
They gotta have a guard there or something, like, you can only do so much.
You know how those, the controllers at the stores, they have those. They don't have a wire. They have, like, a protected, hard, long, wide thing connected to the glass of the system behind the glass.
It's gonna be wired, the controller. The Wii controller.
They have like how's it gonna work? Cause you know they have that hard thing connected to the controller, and for the portable systems they have the little thing sticking out, and the DS or the PSP, and you can't take out the games because that thing's protecting in the back.
Yeah.
Like there's no wires for the controller, so how are they gonna do it with the Wii? Like.
There's gonna be a wire, but.
At the kiosk, if that's what you call it.
There's gonna be a giant rubber, or plastic cover over it, and there'll be a wire connected from the top. Oh, actually, no, you can't, because there's a sensor thing there.
Maybe, I don't know.
Wait, I think underneath. They're going to put a giant case over it with the nunchuck connected. And then,
God. This is going to get ugly.
Yeah, it is. And someone's going to get hit. You know, like Walmart and those stores, everyone's all crammed in certain times of the day. You're playing in there. Oh, well, the Walmart I go to, it sometimes there's a lot of people going through the area. You might hit like a little kid and you're like, oh, ah! And like, oh, knock them cold.
Well, yeah. And then, anyways, where are we going from that? We're talking about the,
I really don't know.
Let's talk about something.
How about we talk about semen? And I don't mean the one that's, yeah, you know, it's semen.
What about semen?
Semen that came from the Sega Dreamcast. Yeah. Well, there's...
Ugh.
Yeah. They should have called it something else.
Two players. You can do online play, but you don't have to go that far. It's an entertainment system. Electronically, not physically.
Okay. Well, if any of you remember, semen was for the Sega Dreamcast. I never played it, but I wish I would have, and it was weird. Yeah, but...
That's why I don't want to play games like semen. And semen 2.
You, like, tell your friends, oh, I love playing with...
Adventures.
You tell your friends, like, oh, yeah, I love playing with semen. They'll just look at you and they'll walk away.
Yeah, even those Dungeon and Dragon people, they'll be like, I'm a 99-level wizard. I'm a 33 dragon master. Oh, that's totally sweet. I'm a dark mage / elf interbreed. That's illegal.
With a special cane that gives me magical powers.
Hey guys, I played semen the other day on my Dreamcast. Oh, they look at you.
And they'll walk away.
One of them won't know what semen means, but the rest, they'll be like...
They're like... They'll just walk away because they know nothing.
Yeah, you can't see what I'm doing, but... yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Wait, finish up your semen.
Yeah. I'm not done here. You gotta finish it. Let's see.
Rush out of...
There
you go.
Yeah, okay, let's just stop. We've been hearing rumors that Sega's opened the website for the Semen game, and the company will announce the real score behind the reopening by the end of the week. We'll also receive reports that there's a possibility for a platform shift from the PS2 to the Nintendo DS, or Wii, or even both. However, since nothing has been confirmed, let's just cross our fingers and look forward to more updates about this. Games in a few days.
Going to be in the top 10 rented games.
I think someone out, you know, like some of the adults are like, oh, CN. They're going to think like it's some porn game or something.
Rated EC for early childhood.
They're going to think, oh, it's a porn game. Oh, semen. Everyone's going to be getting it.
And they see EC, child porn. No!
Where'd you get that from? Oh, anyways. Yeah. Semen 2. Yeah.
So speaking of that what I was talking about, those nerds that play those online games, like WoW. Capital W. The O doesn't matter. And then capital W again, WoW.
I don't think the O ever matters.
World of Warcraft. I just found that out a few months ago. What else is there? What are the major Unreal Tournament 2007. And, what's that one popular game?
I know none of those.
Cool nerds. What's it called? Counter-Strike.
Oh, Counter-Strike.
The expansion pack. Counter-Strike. Desert.
Storm.
Of Islam. And Russia. Soviet Union. Time machine back into the World War II Counter-Strike.
When, like, Winston Churchill was dead or something.
Oh, that's another game.
Yeah, that is.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Glad you brought that up, but... for you online fanatics out there for those PC online gaming, there's a bit of illegality. Is that a word?
What?
Illegalness.
Oh.
Illegal acts. Underground, secret, like, selling of weapons and arms virtually. So, like, a programmer made some ultimate weapon, or ultimate magic stick, sword, and shield armor, I don't know, for your dragon game. And someone else, a friend, could buy it, and then he sells that, and then he makes more, and then he sells it, and, you know, go on, and it goes on, and goes on. And then you're not supposed to really have these weapons. Well, people are getting in trouble for this, and they're calling it, like, an underground arms dealers. For those of you that don't know what arms means, you know, arms means, like, weapons, guns. So people are selling, like, super virtual guns illegally, I guess, and it's getting more popular and out of hand. We gotta stop the madness.
You make it sound like we're PC gamers.
I just read an article. I don't play every day.
I don't.
In my basement for 22.5 hours a day.
Actually, I think they play more.
25 hours a day.
Yeah, and they'll eat like an hour. I mean, 5 minutes.
You hear about that kid that played World of Warcraft? He forgot to eat and he died.
Yeah.
And that, the other guy, he lost or something, and he jumped out the window and killed himself?
No, he wanted to be with the heroes of the game, so he killed himself and jumped out a window.
This is why I just don't want to step into the environment of PC gaming. Scary. And there's... Mac gaming doesn't exist. Nope. Shut up. Like, the only Mac gaming is Tetris and Bejeweled 2 on iTunes. But, what else is there?
There's some Wii news, you know. Everyone's gonna get a Wii. Subliminal message. Yeah. Get a Wii. Okay.
Remember, you heard it from us. I don't know what. It could be the first time, but Wii and 360 go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like a man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Or. I could be politically correct and nasty, but I'm not gonna say nothing else. Just man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, Wii and 360 go together. 360's out. Wii's coming out. But when's that? What's this website that you see from our great source of unnamed?
Oh, well, there's a link. There's a place that they're countdown to when the Wii's supposed to be coming out.
It's like Wii One or something.
Yeah, it's WeCan'tWait.com.
Yep. And you go there and... It has a timer on it.
It's just a plain out timer in Flash.
Yeah.
And it counts down.
Yet not.
I wonder what happens when you watch it and it's like the last second and then it's like, okay, you watched it. Good for you. People out there watched, like, the countdowns.
Like Madden when it came out, there was kind of thing, and then Halo 2 and.
Yeah.
They even did ones for Saints Row.
They did?
I think so. Well, GameSpot though.
Oh. Yeah, I remember.
But this Wii thing, man, they have a countdown. And that's all we have to tell you. Just go check it out for yourself. If you want to stare at it for an hour.
No.
I mean, I could tell you ahead of time that an hour is going to pass. If you watch it for an hour, there's no difference.
Yeah, you're getting closer to the Wii coming, but you're not helping yourself watching it.
I mean, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's We Can't Wait, and it has a little thing. I forgot you called it.
Damn, forgetting
things.
I think I remember it's like 58 hours, days.
Yeah, it was about 50, no, it had days, hours, minutes, seconds.
Yeah.
About 59 days.
59 days, something hours.
Something minutes, something seconds.
Yeah, so if you, like, do the math. You could probably predict when it's going to come out. I don't feel like doing that right now. It's supposed to come out in, like... Looks like the October area / November.
There's three dates. There's September, October, and...
And what's this PS3 coming out, too?
I don't know. Oh, that's it. Or maybe even this month.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, because then the
I would say 50-something days.
Because then the Wii Online would not be finished, because there's a rumor that the Wii is beta testing right now. Online. Yeah.
I don't think they did it right this time. Like, they made it just work with the DS, but they did not get it right.
You remember, what's it called? The GameCube and the Game Boy connection?
No.
They had an idea, but they didn't... It didn't come... It didn't work out.
Oh, bad memories. I'm serious.
I remember playing, Wind Waker with, yeah. The game. The DS thing.
I have some bad memories. Wow. Well, I mean, I had Sonic the Advance game and Adventure 2 Battle.
Mm-hmm.
For Game Boy Advance and GameCube. I got this Intech brand, Game Boy Advance to GameCube connection wire thing. Because the Nintendo one was out. I was desperate for this thing, so... This thing, I don't know, something like... I had an attachment on my Game Boy, I don't know what it was, and I plugged it in, and it wouldn't fit on it, so I got some pliers, and I cut it to make it, like, click on it.
That sucks. Mine was easy, it was a small little thing. And I had a part where I could play two players with it still on, too.
Yeah, I could not do that.
Yeah, I bought a good one. It was like for $5? I don't know. It was all purple and stuff, GameCube color. Anyways.
That was the worst thing invented, I think.
If it only was wireless, it would have made it a lot better.
That was PS3.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Okay, back to the Wii beta testing. It said it started September 18th through October 23rd. The sources say that they shouldn't expect the system to release before that. I mean, why would you release your system before if you're not
It'll
even finished online?
The 24th.
What?
It'll come out the 24th.
The 24th?
24th is my birthday, I wonder.
Oh.
I'm supposed to get a card.
Nintendo's planning a special thing for you. Oh, yeah, and they're saying that the Wii price will likely price be around $230. But this is based on the Best Buy mock-up, yeah. But
that's not bad, I guess.
But it's still very profitable. I mean, it's still at a good price. Oh, and then they said that the Virtual Console games will be no more than $10 and expected to have 20 to 25 at launch.
$10?
Yeah, under $10, the Wii game, the what's it called them? The Virtual Console games. I wonder if that includes N64. So N64 is probably $10 a game.
And then, probably gonna rip this off and like, oh, that's for NES, Super Nintendo. They're like, they're gonna do the thing that the Apple does. It's $249, but they say starting from $249. Then if you get the other one, it's like $100
more. Well, they said the games will be no more than $10. So
no more than $10.
It's under that. I want to get Chrono Trigger, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, it's not?
No. It's because of Square Enix.
God.
That's all I want on the... is the game. Virtual console. And if there even this game exists, Super Smash Bros. Super NES, which might be Japanese only. I don't even know if it's real. Do you remember, in Smash Bros. Melee, if you go to the Japanese, turn your settings over, you'll see, like, a Super NES with the Smash Bros. Game in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a mystery.
Super Famicom, it had the...
Yeah, Super Famicom.
The other Smash Bros. Japanese cartridge in there.
I wish I could play that. Yeah. They should release that if it even is real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only one copy out there for
yeah.
No one's
playing
it.
No, only the maker of Mario and stuff.
What else is there out there?
Oh, well, there's this I don't know which company, but they're selling. I think Nintendo's supporting them. It's a defense, like a cover for your DS, and it's not those big like cover cases. It's actually a plastic case that goes over the body, so it makes your DS look a little bigger, like a half an inch bigger or something. No, less than half an inch. It's like a plastic case. and it protects your DS. It's let me see who makes it.
Oh no, will it fit in your pocket if you have a pocket protector?
Pocket protector. Okay. I forgot about that.
I just saw it.
Yeah, well, this thing will not make your DS any bigger. It's just a little, real small. Oh, it costs around $8. This item, and the item could be ordered from the manufacturer's site.
It's not like I drop my DS that often.
I never drop
my cell phone more than the DS. But yeah, I can't
find the company so well. Oh, and there's this another company trying to get off of Nintendo's wealth with the Nintendogs. It's some Japanese game. It's Love Puppy for the Nintendo DS. Not gonna buy it. Okay, let's just skip it.
Why don't you just get a real dog? And see how you like it.
Yeah.
Alright. There's some other big news. I don't know. I want to save it to the end.
Yeah.
And some of you that are, if you're like downloading this right now, or you.
Wait, how can they be downloading it right now? How can they be downloading it right now? They'd be downloading it. You can't listen to it while it's downloading.
But if they hear it, they can remember. They're recording this, or they recorded this before I download it.
Oh.
And they're talking about it as I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think no one's gonna do that. I don't know. There's gotta be some other news. I mean, there's so much news I just forgot about it already before we start recording. I mean, it's crazy. Let me check up.
Whoa, I see a picture of a crazy guy.
What is their Full Auto 2 Battleline trailer is out. Good job. Multi-rating 360, enhance your gaming experience. What does this mean? Start off, it's a USB-powered host, 3 USB ports. Oh, this can allow you guys to have a party by having a 4 controllers connected at any a given time! Exclamation point. And these ports aren't just for controllers, they're also for like flash drives and MP3 players. iPods, why do they separate MP3 players and iPods? It's the same thing.
I don't know. That's discrimination right there against the iPod. It's discrimination.
And even a PSP. Controversy or contradiction right there.
Mm-hmm.
PSP with
the Or DS.
Oh, yeah, if you have what Adam has.
Mm-hmm.
The Yan player. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, that thing, no. No, it's made by Daytel.
That's like saying, like you're telling me, because I really have an iPod, and you're telling me, you're creative, MP3. No, ew. iPod. No, you think, what do you have again? Made by Daytel?
It's Daytel's wonderful Max Media dock with a Max Media player.
By Daytel. I don't know, what are they? Production studios? Daytel... Ink? Daytel?
I don't know. Oh, wow.
Let's see, by Daytel. Daytel. Anytime, anywhere, any place. Daytel. It's always there for you.
Yeah.
That was my attempt for a deep advertisement.
Yep,
cheap. Because I do advertisements and podcasts. Mm-hmm. Alright, it also has a memory card slot that can support you for basic media card types. Smart Media Compact Flash Sony Memory Stick and Digital Secure Digital. The price for this multi-reader 360 USB thing varies from $29 to $20.
$29, $20. Why is there different prices?
It says it's listed around $29.
Oh, okay.
As well as $20.
For a second, I thought there was like different versions. Okay.
And let's see, this thing while comparing the Xbox 360 to the PS3, the price so far, PlayStation 3 is $600, Xbox is $400, there's a $200 left over if you had $600 in your wallet and you pay $400 for the 360 instead of the PS3, you could also buy the Wii with that $200. Unless you have to have a little bit more money or ask your mom to pay for the tax.
Huh.
Or your dad if he's with you.
Yeah. Or anyone.
Your dad would say, oh, are you buying Pokemon?
It's Pokemon. Pokemon?
Are you buying the Nintendo? Oh, Dad, this is a 360.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nintendo. Second wireless controller is 50. Oh, so the controllers are the same price, wireless, for the PS3 and 360. Most definitely is $200. And the built-in Blu-ray, it comes with inside the PlayStation 3, as you know, the drop potential. It's built-in, so that's what adds to the price. So if you get all the stuff for the 360, you know, it's the 360, the gold membership, a wireless networking adapter, you know, I use for live, I don't have to be wired to my router. A second wireless controller, two charge kits for the controllers, and then the HD DVD drive. It is $839.94.
Wow.
The PlayStation 3 by itself, $600, plus the PS3 network, that's the online service that's free. That's the thing they got. Just hopefully they're good with it. The wireless networking adapter is built in. The Blu-ray player built in. The second wireless controller is another 50, and a USB charge cable for it. Free total is, wow.
A lot of money.
64. So, what's the saying that though? If you get everything that like makes the Xbox 360 like good, like not good. It's good by itself, but like really, really good. Everything wireless, top line.
Yeah.
It's more than what the PS3 would, because PS3 is expensive already because it has the stuff built in, but the Xbox sells separately. So, I don't know. I think I'd get the 360 just with the basic stuff, not the core. That's too basic. That's just stripping it naked in front of a. It's just stripping it naked down out of the corner where you see a hooker strip. Now this thing, I don't know. You could, if you're. Well, I don't know. The way they compare this thing, it's pretty good. I mean, they get all the accessories and to the PS3 and Xbox 360. Xbox 360 is just, I guess, Microsoft is giving it out all separately. The PS3 is all in one package.
Yeah. Well, wasn't there another, like, core system,
yeah,
PS3?
I won't go for the core. I mean, that's too naked. I'll get the whatever, the next one up. I don't think they're going to sell the core anymore. They shouldn't, but you don't get a hard drive, but yeah.
I might do the core, but I don't want it. I want to know what it has, because I'm kind of cheap.
Yeah, wait till you get a job.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I'm going to raise some money.
I want to work at Circuit City or Best Buy or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you finished with your comparison?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Separate together, what do you want in this story?
There's do you know which is the sales top 1 million game selling right now?
What?
Call of Duty 2 for the 360.
That's the top?
Well, it has gotten 1 million sales.
Wow.
In the US.
I
just
mean, like, it went platinum or something?
I don't know
what to call it.
What's
gold,
the Xbox got?
Kind of like, huh?
What's the Xbox, like, special games got? What are the, like, the Classics Edition, or what was it?
Platinum Hits.
Platinum Hits? Everyone got one of those little things. Nintendo got
like, the coolest, I don't know.
I forgot, but
like,
yeah.
Player's Choice.
Yeah, that's it. And, what's it called,
PlayStation has
Greatest Hits. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah,
They just got hit. And this now made Sonic a whore. She's on everything.
Well,
Mario's for that. Well,
this
and
is
Crash. Oh God.
Alright. Oh, I forgot about that guy. He crashed hard.
Crash. All I have to say is crash.
Yeah.
Anyways,
The makers of the game, Activision, said this. Says, we are proud that Call of Duty 2 is the first title to sell over 1 million units on the Xbox 360 in the U.S. Mm-hmm, that's what they said.
I don't know if I helped out any. I bought a used Call of Duty game. I don't know if that helps sales or does
it. I think it helps only once. You just... Oh, you got it used?
I rebought the same copy that I bought. $10 left.
Oh, okay. I would have done that too.
Mhm. I mean, what's the used games there? It's a new game now. If it's used, I don't know.
Like a Sega Dreamcast game.
Or Genesis.
Oh.
Or.
That thing got some hard years on it.
Pong for Atari. No. like I don't know, Mario Kart 64 used. But, you know, this is a new game. But, you know what hasn't gone down is Fight Night Round 3 for 360. The game is, like, almost a year old or what?
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Like, more than half a year old, and it's still the same price.
It's just so good.
I don't know. I guess depending on the quality and value of the game, they keep it at the same price if it's selling good. What else is there? What? Tetris. Oh, the first 2.80 homebrew game, Tetris, released. That is for what? PSP, of course. If you got like a PSP thing. Shoot. I don't know, whatever Adam has made from Beto.
Yeah.
Or hacked stuff into the PSP, you can put like games in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the PSP gets always the good homebrew and applications being made for it. I would get one, but I'd have to get it used because I don't know.
Or I can just do this ad, kick the ball in the goal and get a free PSP. With compliance of terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Free Pay. And then I can't even read that.
Well, I got something big right here.
Mm.
You know, like Xbox, Microsoft got Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sony now, I think you, I don't know if you said this, it has X-Fire.
What?
Yes, X-Fire. The instant X-Fire. Messenger for gamers. Yeah.
I hope they don't call. Oh, man.
Actually, it's a program that's been out for a while. For
Is that the online service called?
I don't think so. It's their. Let me read it to you.
Can it be called like online station? I don't know. Okay, go ahead and read.
Well, Sony has made a new friend, and it's called X-Fire. The freeware instant messaging service targets towards gamers is currently being planned to be incorporated with the PlayStation Network. The PNP, not to be confused with the PSP. It can be recalled that Ken Kurakawa, I don't know his name, Sony's computer entertainment chief, expressed that the PlayStation 3 online service will likely be free.
That'll be good. I mean, that's the way of making it up to having you buy $600 for a system.
Yeah.
For a system that. If you drop it and it'll break, it goes your $600 unless you bought the extended warranty.
It's a existing program for computers, the PC, and they're integrating it with the PlayStation. So.
You know what we should do is you know how they make those graphic videos. Viewer discretion is advised for the. Smashing of the iPods.
Oh, yeah.
And the smashing what else they have. Game Boys and stuff.
I think I sense what you're coming to.
They smash and then they give it back to the store and say, can I replace it? Or
yeah, oh, that was pretty graphic.
I dropped it or it fell in some, it touched some water. We should do that for PlayStation 3.
Oh, I knew it.
You know,
I knew it.
We're not rich enough to even do that.
No, we're not. We're not even rich enough to do it to our old Game Boy.
I don't even want to do it to my Game Boy. I want to keep that thing.
Yeah.
That huge fossil. It's huge, man.
It's a dinosaur.
Get me started.
I got that for free.
The Game Gear is as big as like a 50-something-inch plasma TV. No. That Game Gear, man.
I got it for free.
Yeah, you got it.
Plus my PlayStation for free.
You got several things for free.
That yeah.
Work partially or work all right.
Yeah, oh, the Game Gear sucked up, what, 6 batteries and it lasted 2 hours.
I'm
not gonna.
Did you tape it on the back?
What, the batteries?
My Game Boy. My Game Boy thing in the back, it broke off, so.
Oh, it didn't come with any.
I had to tape the batteries in the back.
I didn't tape it, I hold it with my fingers.
Well, that was hard. The batteries sometimes flip.
Yeah, well, okay, back to this. Yeah,
if you slightly pressure, let some pressure off of it, it'll turn off.
And yeah, I would. Like, lose your saves.
Stuff for the Super Mario Brothers handheld version. When you're right at Bowser.
That sucks. That always
you
sucks.
You don't get to have some head with the princess. Some royal head.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, it's back to the X-Fire. There's details right here. Let's just stray away from that. All right.
We're straightening back into the line, the path.
We were off in some other place.
We went from the X-Fire to PlayStation 3.
Yeah, to heads.
Old systems.
Yeah, to Mario.
Putting batteries.
Mm-hmm.
That's A&R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this X-Fire, what about it?
Right, I'm going to say the details. The further details on how the X-Fire will work are still bleak at the moment. However, it's rather logical to believe that the basic PC functions and some of the Xbox Live also offers will be put in this thing. So they're saying there's Friends, which was called Friend Trackers. It allows you to manage your friend list and track friends on one click. And then Join allows users to click on their name and join the game if it is available. That's one thing. And then server browser. See various varieties of servers available for different games. Yeah, and then X-Fire in-game instant messaging while you playing with voice chat and file and patching downloads. Oh, it automatically updates. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's it called?
The idea.
Yeah. And the Microsoft has the Live Anywhere.
Yeah, that's coming out for the computers, the Windows, probably Vista, cell phone.
Well, they're saying PlayStation with X-Fire can replicate the Microsoft's idea of Live Anywhere.
Sony, they copy everything.
Like they're saying, it could happen. I don't know. The Wii.
Sony, you copy everything. Yes, you Asian guy. I don't know your name, but I know you're like a cocky Asian guy.
Do you think his name is Ken? Ken?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that's someone else. Never mind. Yeah.
What if you're that Ken Ho guy at the store? Where you go to?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ken Ho. For you technologies, everyone.
That's where you get all your technology for you.
Yes.
And the letter U.
Yes.
If you
want to find their main office, it's at 607 West Covina Boulevard. Their telephone number is 909-599.
907 East Coast and Midwest Tour. What is this?
909-599-0400. Okay.
That's Shaq Moss Bryant. That's Kobe Bryant.
He'll fix your computers.
I see this picture right here. Sony's NBA 07. Why is it called Sony's NBA 07?
I don't know.
Oh, this is NBA 07, not NBA Live, made by EA. On the road promotion vehicle with PS2s and PSPs. Better to play NBA 07, my dear. Is coming to High Point, North Carolina on September 16th to 17th. It was at Riverdale, Illinois on September 9th to 10th. See a pattern? It's going to all four of the Gus Macker 3-vs-3 basketball tournament venues. After High Point, it's heading to Milwaukee, September 23 to 24.
Okay.
September 23, George Lopez, Almas Chingon.
Get it, no.
You come out and get it, take some money from your mom's purse, like you said, go buy it, download it off, go buy it.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
And he supports you users out there on MySpace. He thanks you guys for his support.
Brian! The smoke hot is going hot from Starbucks. Okay, back to September 23rd and 24th. And then finally to Lafayette, Indiana, September 30th to October 1st.
I don't know where you are.
I'm talking about this NBA 7.
Yeah, no, just keep reading. Just keep going.
It's kind of, I don't know. It has something to do with NBA Live. It's something else. It's kind of boring. Who cares? Sony screws people. They screw themselves too. What's this? Yeehaw! Trailer Park Fun and Vice City Stories.
There's a video. I don't want to watch it.
I'm watching it right now.
Really, I can't.
Oh, it's a redneck. A truck that says Bobcat. A redneck woman with a redneck baby in a trailer park. Oh, this looks cheap.
It does?
He's on a quad. Vice City Stories. Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories trailers. Hanks and the Attacker Choppers. Oh my. Yeah.
It doesn't look that good, does it?
No. But this Full Auto 2 graphics look alright.
Oh, the Full Auto? Yeah. I want to try that game. It's made by Sega. Yeah.
Part 2 coming out.
Yeah.
Part 1 I heard kind of sucked.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I got some tech news right here.
Oh, you do? What is it?
It's a new 3-layer twin format HD DVD / DVD. Toshabi has today released. Toshiba? Yeah, whatever. Toshiba. I always forget those names. Has today released details for the new hybrid disc format that can hold both HD and original DVDs. Mm-hmm. Incompatible all-in-one disc.
It's close to something good. I mean. Mm-hmm.
But the technology is still being in its final development stages. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just have to wait for the next generation of video to come.
We don't know who's gonna win this battle of Blu-ray or HD DVD. Mm-hmm. I really don't care.
Yeah, I just want high definition.
Just wait. Wait, who was the competitor with the DVD? Wasn't there a competitor out there?
No one,
you sure?
DVD was just there.
Okay, well, I remember the VHS had one VHS 1. Yeah, it did. I forgot their name, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I heard people talk about it.
Well, that's old, huh?
It's old.
That's a red something.
Yeah, oh, and I got some more news right here. You know those compact flash cards? Samsung has made some with a more capability of holding memory. There's a 32 gig, a 64 gig, and a 16 gig one. Yes, these things, they have a lot of memory. Oh, 64. Yeah. That's right there, more than my hard drive I have right now. 64?
Oh.
Gigs, that's more than what I have now. Yeah, well, but it says Samsung's developed the first nanometer memory device, and it just so happens to carry a double-digit number of gigs in it. Yep.
Well, I'm reading some of our here PSP Chinese version. I'm looking at a Chinese version of PSP. I'm looking at it. It's way different.
It's not... I don't think what's it called? PlayStation... I mean, Sony's making it. I think the Chinese are just copying it. A Chinese
made
company.
In China. Literally made in China for China. Mm-hmm. Here on the back, made in China. or China. Only.
Simon! Simon, get that? Anyways,
What is this, Nintendo Rumor of the Year, updatable
Ooh. Leaf? I heard of that. That sounds good. But then also that's bad for those people out there that make homebrews games. And, you know, like, you know, those kind of things. That, because if they update it...
Arcade might be doing with the XNA, but that's not home... Well, actually, it is homebrew, but, like, legally. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
This, what is it? Yes, you heard us, and you... I'm going to say it again. Wii's firmware is updatable. Or so they say, yeah, the rumor's spreading like wildfire. And just like before Nintendo's big September... 14/15 event. What is this? Oh, they're calling it Connect 24?
Yeah, that's what its online thing is called.
Updatable firmware.
They call it Connect 24 because if you have your system just connected with power, you'll always get updates.
And will the downloads be free or come with a price?
The firmware?
Xbox Live Arcade framework? So many questions.
I think firmware should always be free.
Yeah.
You should never pay for firmware.
Because it's their fault for having to fix it and our inconvenience.
Yeah. But then also they're making features.
This just in my mind, just remembering, today is firmware Tuesdays, or not firmware, but Windows update Tuesdays.
Yep.
The Windows update is supposed to come up today.
I got it when I turned my computer on. Did you get it? I got it.
I saw it. I saw the icon of the yellow shield.
Yeah.
And yeah.
When you get that,
it popped up real quick and then it went like that, like the wind.
When you get that, there's no way of stopping it.
But yeah, it's a patch of little minor problems, they said.
Yeah.
And all the school stuff. And I heard someone say they had something to do with fixing up some critical flaw in Microsoft Word.
Word, yeah, I heard about that too. I wonder where. I think with a T. W and an I and a T. I don't know. I can't think of it.
People that are lost, just pause, go get something to eat, come back, and listen. I don't know. Well, we're almost done here. I mean, I kind of kept track of the time. It's almost going to be, it's close to an hour, right?
It's 53 minutes and 10 seconds right now.
Well, we got to lead up to our major news here. It's Apple again, that freaking fruit. I'm serious. That fruit. It's a bad Apple.
Yeah. What a weird name for the company. Oh, well. It's past us.
Actually, it's Macintosh, but they call it Apple. I don't know why.
Okay, let's just pass. Pass this. No. You.
What if someone threw a window through an Apple through a window and it broke the window? What is something that would be?
Yeah.
And you get Linux. The penguin that eats the Apple.
The little penguin.
That the window got broken.
What if the little penguin, like Apple and the window are fighting, and then out of nowhere the penguin wins the war? That could happen. Does anyone see that?
Has anyone seen the March of the Penguins? No? Exactly. Thank you. No. No cares about Linux. Except the really smart tech.
Well, I heard that there's a cell phone called something green where if you know, like, Linux, I don't know what it is, code or something, you could customize a program for your cell phone that has Linux and you can make it how you want it to look. You gotta know Linux stuff, so I mean that's good for you guys for that know that, but I don't know that.
The rest of the people,
I don't even think I've ever seen a Linux system.
I never seen one in my life.
I never touched it ever. Never. I don't think
never,
I ever will.
Yeah.
Maybe in that cell phone.
Apple.
Yeah.
Here's a big chunk of the Apple getting bitten off, spit in your face. Remember, Apple was supposed to make a big, huge announcement today, Tuesday, September 12th, yesterday, September 11th, all the heroes that died.
A day to remember. Let's have a moment of silence.
Talking about it, people forget about it. That is not right.
You must not forget what has happened.
Wait, before we talk about that, that's just like a backwards segue. I'm talking about, you know, September 11th, the security issue. Dell's and Apple laptops are not allowed on airports.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, we forget about the battery stuff, too, the recall.
But do you know where they're putting it? They're putting it somewhere where if it blows up, something could still go wrong. I forgot where it was.
The luggage area, I don't know, some area, but you can't have it with you physically. Like, sitting down on your lap inside the...
What about if you get a...
Al-Qaeda is making these Dells and Apple.
What if someone tries to sneak in with, like, their Dell laptop and they put, like, another company sticker on it?
What if they, like, just walk into the airport and, like, they have, like, just this knife or like, a bomb, like, in their hand and a knife in the other hand, the bomb strapped to their body and they're, like, and they walk with their laptop. Hey, you! What do you want? Stop it right there! I see what you got on. Give me that Dell laptop. I'll be taking that. I don't want the airplane going down now. Okay, go along, Ahmed.
Yeah, no, like.
Thank you, stupid American.
Okay. Well, do you think there's anything else?
Yeah, I was talking about, let's fast forward twice to Apple again.
Yeah.
wash that Apple and take the sticker off, because,
makes those things,
okay,
yeah.
Apple, they made an announcement today, they're supposed to. I hope this is not the big announcement, but.
It doesn't seem big.
You know, the new iPod. Well, it's not really a new iPod, it's just a little upgrade to it. You know, the iPod videos out there, 30 gigs and 60 gigs. Oh, they made a bigger hard drive instead of it. Not bigger in size, bigger in memory. 80 gigs right there for... How much was it?
It started from 249, just the video.
240, 250.
Oh, my God.
So that's for the
30
gig, huh?
Oh, my God. 80 gigs. I can't take it.
Yeah, 80 gigs. That's bigger than our computers put together.
Oh, yeah, it is. I got like 50. And I got like 12 left right now.
You could put everything from your computer onto an iPod.
Yep. And then I still got room to fit my old computer too. That was 12 gigs.
You make that iPod turn into like a creative. That was a low blow to creative MP3 players.
Bang.
Anyways,
well, what's these other things?
The Nano, you know the Nano?
Uh-huh.
They just made it into a mini, but a Nano version. You know how the mini had the sides? They had like the smoothness.
Yeah.
And those like light. Bright colors,
mm-hmm.
Green, pink, silver, blue, and black.
So this is an iPod Nano Mini.
Yeah, it's an iPod Nano Mini.
That's a...
Or it's a mini. But it's like strong and skinny.
Or a mini, or it's a mini Nano. Have you thought of that?
But it also comes in the 8 gigs, the Nano.
Yep.
That's never been done with a mini.
Mm-mm.
It's usually 4 and 2. Actually, I've seen all kinds. I've seen 1 gig, 2 gigs, 4 gigs, 8 gigs. And then last of all, you know how we've seen, like, those fake things people make up, like the iPod Flea? Well, this is pretty close. The iPod Shuffle. My sister has one. Well, I thought that thing was small. My parents were amazed on, you could fit 100 songs on that stick? Well, man, this thing is... Like a little square.
Do you know? I think it's a little bit bigger than a DS cartridge. Like.
Yeah.
It's a little. It's thicker more, but yeah, it's about that size.
Like, yeah, it's. This thing. Like. You could throw it up in the air. It could land in some grass and you'll lose it.
Oh, like money. Yeah, oh, yes. That sucks when you lose money, that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing is, it's supposed to, I guess they're targeting for people putting it on their waist clip thing.
Waist clip.
Driving with it. I don't know, but this.
Or they could tuck it in the bra, you never know, it's small enough.
Wow. Or they could plant a bomb inside Al-Qaeda and then put it in. Or like that woman put a bomb in her vagina.
Oh, no, let's not go there. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you could put a bomb in there. Stick it in there.
She could put a bomb in her vase. Her vase that she took with her.
Well, you can't put those Dells and those Apple laptops.
Nope.
Those are a no-no.
Mm-mm. Oh,
waving the finger to you.
Do you know, I thought of something that could fix the liquid problem. Well, you know, like they're saying they don't let you allow drinks at the airports.
Oh.
Because of the liquid bombs. Well, I just thought of something. What about if the airport sells their own airport branded, monitored, drinks, and you have it in there. In the what's called them, the airport, and you drink in there,
food.
And then they'll see it. Yeah, airport food, airport drinks.
Food is almost as bad as hospital food.
Oh, it is. I never ate there.
I've eaten chips and stuff.
They have sushi at some airports. I don't think you should eat sushi at airports. Like sushi anywhere, but the actual restaurant. Anyways, yeah, but they should do that. Water made by the airports that has their little brand and logo that's certified, and it contains none of that, the liquid bombing. You know, well.
Yeah.
Do you think this is coming to an end? I think so too.
We don't know these days. The rain's gone. These days are rough.
Mm-hmm. The world's gonna last 70 more days. I mean, 70 more years, and then.
Actually, these days are easy.
70 more years, yeah, okay.
Hello? Adam?
That was a wire tapping?
The government is tapping into our phone.
Yeah, if we say a word like terrorist, oh, Bush will start listening to us.
Yeah.
He's like, huh? I heard terrorism. Okay, well, this podcast is coming to an end.
Yeah, it's going to have to end after our big Apple announcement.
Yeah.
Big, huge.
We're enthusiastic about it. You could hear it in our voices. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'll probably buy an 80 gig. I don't know if I have enough money.
I'll just buy another memory card for my thing. I'll buy the 64 gig one. Then I'll really fit stuff.
64 gig?
Yeah, compact flash.
Oh.
That thing. About,
yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Do you remember? Okay, well, yeah. Anyways. Guys, we're...
That's it for this week. Enough of that. Trying to abbreviate our podcast name. It's just ARcast.
Yep. You write it AR, but you say ANR. Alright, guys, yeah. Well... whenever we can. Oh, and I'd like to say something for my mom. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes, yeah, Saturday. And the location will not be said to you guys. All right. Come on up. Nothing. I didn't say anything. No. That's a lie. I cannot confirm or deny that. Yeah.
I think.
All right.
And I'd also like to say, we gave our condolences to Steve Irwin.
Yeah, Steve Irwin, we're sorry. You know, I mean, sorry, we didn't do anything.
Condolences to Mike 11.
A salute to all you heroes. We'll see you another time. All right, A&R is out. A&R is coming.